when you came to Philadelphia, Patrick, was the chance to be part of a playoff team one of the things that you thought about?
Absolutely. You know, I definitely want, don't want to sign with a team that wasn't like, you know, that didn't have the potential to go to the playoffs. You know, so, yeah, that was definitely one of the things, you know, that helped, you know, with the decision as far as coming in.
What's it like now that on Saturday you guys will be playing the Atlanta Falcons in a divisional round?
I mean, obviously it feels good. You know, the hard work that we put in, you know, the ups and downs and things like that. You know, it feels great to be in the playoffs. So, you know, but you know, as far for me, you know, it's the same thing. Same thing every day. You know, I come in here. There's nothing different, you know, from what I do during the season to now. So.
It's not any different with the season that you've had, the health that you have right now, that to make this extra special, that makes you want to seize the opportunity that much more?
Yeah, but, you know, as far as my mindset, you know, just keep doing the things that got you here. You know, and I try to make it simple. So, you know, I'm just keep doing the things that got me here, you know, that kept me healthy. So I don't try to make it more than what it actually is. You know, it's, you know, it's still a football game. You know, so.
You were division rival Matt Ryan early in his career. How have you seen him develop and become the MVP quarterback that he is today?
I mean, he's obviously making throws, making plays. You know, when I was, you know, young, you know, New Orleans Saints, he was making plays. But, you know, as he got older, he started making more plays, more of those plays. When you get experience, you know, you make certain plays that, you know, when you're young, you know, you probably don't see. You know, as far as him, I've seen that, you know, on film. You know, he's definitely making plays, not making the, you know, the crazy mistakes that he would have made, you know, his first, second year. So
we all know how good Julio Jones is, but he's not just a guy who lines up on the outside. You'll probably see a bit of him in the slot.
Right.
How dangerous is he because of the fact that not just where the fact that he lines up inside, but he'll line up sometimes tight to the formation, he'll line up, you know, detached from the formation. Just from that standpoint, how much more difficult is it to defend someone like him?
I mean, he's dangerous anywhere, you know, so if he lines up in the slot or on the outside, you know, you still got to have respect for, you know, his talent. So, you know, for me, I just take it for what it is. You know, I'm guarding Julio. You know, if he's in the slot, I'm guarding. You know, I got to be on point with my technique, my eyes. So,
does it make it any more challenging because of how balanced the Falcons' offense is, especially with those two backs in the backfield and Devontae Freeman, Tim McColeman?
Yeah. Yeah, the week just, let's do the same things we've been doing all year. You know, we shouldn't have that much of a problem. Not saying that, you know, they're not that good or whatever, but I feel like, you know, we just do our job and not make it more than what it is. I think we'll be fine.
My last question, Patrick, is do you feel like as a defensive unit overall, do you guys have to take more on your shoulders to help the offense out, to help Nick Foles, to say to yourselves, all right, we want to give this team the best chance to win. Let's lead the way.
I feel like we should just, you know, keep doing what we've been doing all year. You know, that's playing good team football, you know. So we need to do a little extra as far as making an extra turnover, you know, for the offense. That's what, you know, we have to do. But not doing something more than what, you know, we should do. You know, just play good team football, you know, we'll be fine.